Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on Member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 27th of October, Anno Domini 2012, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Rick Harrison.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Before we even start, Dave's going to tell you about membership.
Yep. All right. As you folks know, we are in the middle of our fall pledge drive, and we're still about, we're only about halfway. Let's put it that way. But you know what? Within the next 2 hours, I'm putting out a challenge to you folks. We got to do at least $500. You're going to ask, why that? Well, I want to beat the polka guys. And all we're going to have to do is a measly $500. But it's going to take you picking up the phones and giving us a call at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or what a lot of our listeners love to do, and that is to go online and do it securely. And you can do that at jazz901.org. And Rob will, throughout the show, update us on the folks that took the time to go online. Well, they're still listening to Soundbites and put in their pledge. And the one thing I want to stress, some folks will say, you know, I can only afford maybe $10. That's fine. There is no wrong amount. Or if some folks want to give other money, you know, and it's a higher pledge. Well, you know what? We also offer payment plans where we can turn around and put together a program for you that we can stretch it over the months. And you can take advantage of, because right now, if you get into, say, the $90 and 10 cent level of membership, you get what we call now our membership card. And in that card, you know, you can get into like the Lock, Stock, and Barrel, Steamboat Landing, Fairport Village Inn, Otter Lodge, the Old Toad, love that place, Aja Noodle, Applebee's, Brighton, the Brighton, that's another good one, Charlie's Frog Pond. The list just goes on and on. And what I would suggest is you go to our website again, jazz901.org, and check out the people there that are constantly adding to the list. We have, you can click on the membership card there and see all the restaurants that you can go to. And like I say, weekly, it's constantly getting add more and more stuff to it that, you know what, it's a great deal. You can go in there and save some money, and you can, by your pledge, also still get to know that you are part of the family. Every week, Nick, Steve, and I come to you, you know, offering computer advice. And we don't get paid for this. I mean, the three of us are always here donating our time. And, you know, all we ask is twice a year, come to you and say, you know what, help us out. You enjoy in knowing that. And this is another stretch. Rob putting a talk show on a completely music format. We are the only talk show in this whole station's format. So it was kind of a bold move for him to, but he knew folks like to, you know, get their computer advice. We're always keeping on track as far as, you know, oh yes, clean up this, or have I got this problem or that problem. In the 24 years that we've been doing this, we've been able to, for the most part, and I'd say our batting average is well over 97%, being able to figure out a solution right here and now. Not one of these, you know, oh well, we'll get back to you, you know, and this and that. No. We've been able to solve computer questions right here and help you keep your machines clean, thus avoiding a lot of costly repairs. Because right now, we've been seeing in my shop a lot of folks coming in and, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, it's infected because they've got a boot root kit or boot errors or other viruses that you know, here. Well, yeah, I turn it on and it wants me to buy this virus. You know, a virus program so I can get rid of it. And all it is a big scam. But you know what? This show warns you of that. We're constantly telling you, you know, oh, avoid this, avoid that. A lot of folks go, well, I don't know a lot about computers. That's the beauty of it. We have a lot of fun. Nick, Steve, and I have been doing this over so many years that we've, you know, have fun with it. We might pick on you folks once in a while, but hey, it's all in fun because we're all a big family here. But the bottom line is we just want to, you know, help you improve your computer time, you know, and make it fun for you. Because that's what computing is all about. It should be fun, gain a lot of knowledge, and, you know, meet other aspects of it, too.
Yeah, I completely agree. There's nothing quite like the feeling of family that we get from being here together. We really want to thank you folks for your generosity over the last week, particularly our friend Scott, who gave a very generous donation. Thank you so much, Scott. We're honored, and we're delighted to always have you as a member of the Soundbites family. And it's not difficult for you to become a member of that family as well. All you have to do, and it's ridiculously simple, just call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 for our friends outside the 585 area code. And of course, for those hundreds of you who listen to this show via the podcast, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. The thing is, if you do it outside the 12 to 2 hour when we're actually on the air, please put in the comments field that it is for Jazz, for Sound Bites. Otherwise, they'll list it as going to whatever show happens to be on when you pledge. And we would rather have your donation come to us. So please feel free to open your hearts and your wallets and make a pledge at whatever level you can. Dave already told you what many of the levels are. But we would like you to you know, if believe me, you don't have to pledge at a level if you can't afford a level. Or you can pledge way over a level if you want to pledge way over a level. We're just happy to get you to pledge at all. Thank you.
And the other thing now that you've been saved, Carol came in and is volunteering to take your pledges. So let's tell you what. She took the time out of her busy schedule on a Saturday to come in and take your pledges. So let's keep her busy. Pick up the phones. Give us a call at where, Nick?
585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. If you prefer, or if you're a podcast listener, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just make sure that you say it's for Sound Bites. And I'm going to read a news item now. I know this will come as a shock to you that this is the number one news item, but here we go. Apple created a lot of buzz with releasing its new devices, including the iPad 4. And the iPad mini. I'm not sure that's what they call it, but everybody's calling it the iPad 4, whether they like it or not. However, some users are fuming that Apple would unveil a new iPad 6 months after the iPad 3. Welcome to the club. Let's start with the specs that you've already memorized or don't care about. The iPad mini has a 7.9-inch screen and runs Apple's new iOS 6 software. It has a display screen resolution of 1024 by 768. It has the A5 dual-core chip, a 5-megapixel iSight camera on the rear of the tablet, and the new Lightning connector. It comes with a FaceTime HD camera and 10 hours of battery life. It will sell for $330 for the 16-gig model. The iPad 4 comes with a 9.7-inch Retina display, but with an A6X processor, which is twice as fast as the A5 and the same 1024 by 768 resolution. It has 10 hours of battery life as well, the same HD FaceTime camera. It has Wi-Fi and comes with a new Lightning dock connector. It sells for $500 for the 16-gig Wi-Fi only version and $630 for the LTE version. Many Apple users are fuming. Some saw no change in the iPad 3 versus the iPad 4. One user said, "Not really that big of a change to make me upset or willing to upgrade from the iPad 3. Another user said, "I'm deeply angered. I made the jump to iPad from Android precisely because of this type of behavior from HP, Samsung, HTC, and the like. You can imagine him shaking his little fist in the air. I expect a buyback scheme from Apple. They're supposed to be consumer-oriented. Clearly, they're not. Another user agreed. I purchased 3 iPads in March and April. Now that model has been replaced. I'm upset. They didn't need to rev the product again until March. I guess this means no new ones for a year, although as corporate as Apple is getting, they might have a new version next week. This rev was Bush League and will devalue customer confidence. Why buy a device if Apple will release a new one in a couple of months? One more sample. I'm still in a state of shock. I just bought my 3rd-gen iPad a month ago, and now I'm regretful. Many others feel the iPad Mini is overpriced compared to other popular 7-inch tablets, such as the Kindle Fire HD, Google's Nexus 7, and Barnes & Noble's Nook HD. For the 16-gigabyte version of each, iPad Mini is $300. $300. $330 for the 16-gig model. The Kindle Fire HD is $200. The Nexus 7 is $250. The Nook HD is $230. All of those being significantly cheaper than the iPad Mini. The iPad Mini is the only tablet in its class with a rear-facing camera, but many people still feel that the iPad Mini is pretty pricey for a 7-inch tablet. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is iPad Mini. And your choices are, can't wait to see one, I'll probably end up with one, meh, and Android forever, baby. So far, with 51 of you going in, meh is first at 53%, followed by Android forever, baby, at 31%. Squee only has 3 votes. I'll probably end up with one has 3 votes. And can't wait to see one only has 2 votes. But it's early days yet. Put in your vote right now. And I know you. You have way more to say about this product than that. So what you need to do is when you're done casting your vote, check the yellow box underneath the poll. Click on Give Us Your Opinion. It will take you to my website, AskNick.com. That's AskNick.com, where you can enter your opinion. And there it is. It's pretty cool stuff. Of course, on the other hand, there was the Windows 8 release as well. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, say the least.
But let's talk about the iPad.
Yeah, because you got another story later on that we can go to.
We have Rick.
I like it.
Rick likes it. Rick's drunk the Kool-Aid. Rick will make the Kool-Aid if you give him a bottle of water.
Well, I'll tell you. I just watched the keynote yesterday, and I was very impressed that Apple went through and revved their entire line of Macintosh and iPads and all iDevices that they make. This is the best time to buy a Macintosh computer or an iPad or an Apple product that we've had in years, because everything has been revved. You got a new operating system. You've got, you know, new processors. You've got new screens. It's just cool, and I'm excited.
Wow. God love you. That's great.
I haven't seen this kind of a thing in years.
No, this is, you're right, they've revved their whole line right from the get-go, except for the iPods.
And it's just before, you know, the big selling season of Christmas, too.
Christmas is your time. It'll be an interesting look at what's going on. Like I'm reading, a lot of people are angry. But, of course, when you read stuff on the internet, it's mostly people who are angry. People who are happy don't post on the internet.
That's true, they don't.
How happy they are. I just saw the new Macs, and they're okay. I'm happy. Well, nobody posts that. So the angry people angry people are angry.
Steve typed in, of course he can't stay away, even though he's not here. He said, Apple has a 14-day return policy. Some reports are that some Apple stores are allowing 30 days to return it.
Right, so if you bought within the last month.
So there you go, folks.
You may find a place that will let you return. I think it's kind of silly, but then again, I've been living in the PC world for how many decades? And we have new stuff that comes out every week. So now suddenly you've got something that came out in less than a year. Wham, wham, wham. You got something new. Shut up.
Well,
I'm sorry, but cheese and crackers.
He adds more. But the new ones aren't shipping yet. You'll only be without a device until they do. Yes, we have yesterday models on sale.
Yeah, the yesterday models.
Yeah, they've got to get rid of the old inventory, which isn't all that old.
No, it's not that old. It's 6 months old. They're nice machines. They'll be at a small discount. Apple doesn't discount things very much at all, ever. But it'll be at a small discount. And you know, I've been telling people all along, the iPad mini is essentially a small iPad 2. So if you want a full-size iPad 2, you save a few bucks.
That's right.
You know, and you get it today. It's an interesting problem that they had to begin with, which is that there wasn't a lot of space in their product line.
Yes, there wasn't, and I really think that because of that, they priced it where they had to, relevant to the rest of their product line.
You know, there's a couple of points there. Yes, the Kindle and the Nook are cheaper, but they're not full-blown tablets. The Google Nexus 7, which I own and Dave owns and love, is a full-blown tablet. You know, compared to the I've drunk the Google Kool-Aid. Rick's drunk the Apple Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I've had the Apple Kool-Aid. It's very tasty, too. I love apple juice.
Hold on. I think we might have somebody on the line. We have a caller here on the line. Hello?
Apparently, we do not.
Oh, wait a minute.
All right. Well, then I'll finish my sentence, which is that for me, the iPad mini has a lower resolution than the Nexus 7, half the processors of the Nexus 7, and costs 1.35 Nexus 7s.
Ah, but it's not an Apple product.
Well, you
don't have all the apps.
Yeah, right. you have the same apps. I'm sorry, but no matter which machine you get to, with the exception of very, very few, you have the same or at least equivalent apps on everything. Nobody is going to. Very few people write apps nowadays for only one platform because they want to make as much money as possible. So we see Angry Birds everywhere. We see, you know, all kinds of stuff everywhere.
Well, for the top apps, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know.
Well, those are the only ones that are important.
I think we got a caller finally now. Okay. I was having, my bad, I'm so used to me transferring the call.
Right.
I told her to transfer it instead of bringing it up here to me. Who's the call? Your name, please, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Bill, and I'm in Webster.
Welcome to the U.S.
Hiya, Bill. What can we do for you?
Hey, I got a question. I've got a home network with three computers on it, and I use DSL. And you know how the DSL modem, when you have traffic going back and forth on the Internet, the LEDs flash on the modem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. I have noticed lately that when the computers are all turned off, that I will see times when the green LEDs start flashing on the modem.
Yep.
Any idea what causes that?
Yes, I do have an idea what causes that. Thanks for asking. Bye-bye. Oh, no, wait. Oh, we do have to. Hold on. Stay on the line. We'll get back to you in just a couple of minutes. Don't hang up, Bill. We'll get back to you in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. I thought I was making a joke, but apparently I was correct. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rick Harris, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 21 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to the longest running and apparently not very smoothly running computer show in the known universe, Sound Bites on Members Aborted Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Rick Harrison.
And at 26 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And, well, we tried to lose him twice, and then we made him wait through the break. But here's Bill from Webster asking about his LEDs flashing. Bill, I'm so sorry about all of this. You've been very patient. Are you still there? Okay, there you go. LEDs flashing on any modem that's connected to the Internet is fairly common.
Yes.
Now, it depends. Are they flashing constantly and a lot or just once in a while?
They're not flashing constantly, but they go off pretty regularly.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are going on. Mainly, it's the keep alive. It's every once in a while, the modem will say to the servers, I'm still here. Don't drop me.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
Okay.
And then every once in a while, the servers will try to send, for example, mail. And okay. the modem will say, there's nobody here right now. Hang on to it.
Did you know, even when the computers are off, you know, you got the LEDs, which...
Yeah.
Tell
yeah.
you that the three lines are plugged in.
Yep. Yep.
They'll
yep.
stay green. They flash also.
As yeah. That's, well, that's because the modem is talking to them. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You will see those. That is okay. not unusual.
So it's nothing to be concerned about.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. I was getting concerned that something had gotten into the modem and.
Yeah. No. I know what you're saying, but in general, like I said, if they're flashing constantly, that is a problem. But if they irregularly flash. For a bit and then go off, then you're fine.
Right, it's the latter.
Right, there
okay,
you go, you're good.
Wasn't, I knew you guys could answer that question.
Thank
there you.
You.
Wasn't it
all
a
right,
60s
thank,
tune?
Thanks for the non-commercial break.
There you go. Thank you, Bill.
Wasn't it a 60s tune, though, Don't Hang Up?
Don't Hang Up might well have been, absolutely.
That might have done it.
As you know, we are indeed member-supported, and twice a year we come to you and ask you to open your hearts and your wallets, and become members of this of the Soundbites family. And we'd like to thank Gary and friend of the show, Al, for their generous donations. We thank you very much, Gary and Al. Welcome back in one case to the Soundbites family. And you can join them. It is not a difficult thing to do. It takes just a couple of minutes of your time. Carol is waiting patiently to talk to you.
Yes,
it's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Yeah, Rob's sitting around home. Probably he's got his feet up on his couch and it. Keep them busy.
Keep them busy.
Go securely online and pledge. Like I said, our goal right now is to beat $500. I'm trying to beat, you know, it's a modest goal. If we can do more, that would be better because then we can come into
like
the studio next week. Oh, I'd love to. You know
and
what
you
I mean?
You won't have to listen to this.
Yeah, we're halfway there. I mean, that's still a ways to go, folks. And you know what? We need you folks to pick up the phone so we can stop this.
The minute we hit that mark, we are
done
with this. And so we would be thrilled to end it today. And that means all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org, particularly if you're listening via our podcast. It ain't easy and it ain't cheap, so please give generously whatever you can afford. Open your hearts and then open your wallets.
One of the other things we should mention this week, because Steve isn't here, we do not have the camera set up.
We don't have the camera this week.
So if you're trying to look at us, you won't be able to see us at all.
Yeah, right, yep. Right. But Rick Harrison is here. He's got the he's recording the show, but I know that friend of the show, Chris Reich, I'm sure, is also recording the show. So we've got a backup for that. Oh, and this news item, pay attention. On Wednesday, Barnes & Noble posted a notice informing customers that pin pads in 63 stores across the country had been tampered with. The compromised pin pads could have recorded your pin number. Not good. If you've shopped at a brick-and-mortar Barnes & Noble over the past couple of months, keep a closer watch on your credit card statement and maybe even change your PIN. Barnes & Noble launched an investigation last month when employees reported a malfunctioning unit. After inspecting 7,000 devices at 700 stores across the country, that's every PIN pad in every store, Barnes & Noble determined the 63 units showed evidence of tampering. The affected stores are in California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. You can check out the Barnes & Noble announcement for a complete listing of every affected store. It's right on their website at barnesandnoble.com. But all of the stores hit in New York State. Now, I know we have listeners all over the world, but many of them are in New York State. Be aware that most of those seem to be around New York City and very downstate. Bayside, Fresh Meadows, Manhasset, Manhattan, Staten Island, White Plains. So if you've shopped outside of Rochester, especially downstate or out of state, check the list.
I actually had a problem with this credit card business this past week.
From Barnes & Noble?
Not from Barnes & Noble, but I did get a call, and they said, oh, this is the fraud section of your bank. We're trying to protect you, and did you make the following charges? And we went through the list, and there were quite a few that weren't things that I had done.
Oh, interesting.
So I had to cancel the card. But now the problem is I've got to update all my accounts with the new information.
I know.
Oh,
I
had to do
the
same thing. That's the worst part.
A year ago, they gave me a call and said, Mr. Francesco, did you just buy 3 fur coats in Florida? No, oddly enough, I did not. Well, then we're going to be canceling that charge and your card. Please bring it down to the nearest branch. So I went down to the nearest branch, and I gave them my card, which they cut up right in front of me. Then I said, but I need some, you know, normally I charge everything, but if I'm going to, I got to live. So they said, okay, you can write a, you know, they had their, not cashier's checks, but their checks there. Mm-hmm. And I wrote one out. They knew it was me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I wrote out my check. They gave me money out of my account. And I was able to leave, and I'm sure you had to do the same thing. And then as I was driving home, I thought, holy moly, I've got accounts here and here
That's
and here.
That's right.
And here.
Yep. Amazon account,
man,
your
oh
Apple
man.
ID.
I had to do the same thing when they announced it, you know, with, what was it? They offered me the free credit report for a year because.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they had to cancel my account because, what was it? An $800 charge came through from all these beauty products out in Oregon.
But you look so much better, Dave.
So that tells you that this problem is rampant because out of 3 of us have been hit by this.
Oh, yeah.
I've been hit by it twice.
I said no, and I don't plan on ordering any. She goes, yeah, it didn't seem normal for you and seeing your history in that. But we were calling just to verify. And I says, no, it's not. She says, all right, well, we're closing this down because we're worried about this. Could be one of the ones that was compromised, that whole list. I says, thank you very much. And they said, just cut it up and you will get a new card in the mail. Do you need anything else? I says, no, I can go to the bank, you know, right, and do a manual withdrawal. They apologize very much for the inconvenience. And they said, we will get this rushed right out to you. They said, normally it takes 7 to 10 days. They hit it to me in 3 days.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. And they apologized to me, too. And I said, you people caught it.
Yes.
What are you apologizing for? Every single day we hand our credit cards to the lowest paid employees in America, and then we're shocked when they get stolen? I don't think so.
And they disappear, what, for 5 to 10 minutes?
Yeah, but I'm not going
to
condone it. Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to condone it, but I'm not shocked by it.
I'm surprised
it took so long to happen.
It's reality.
Yeah.
And your credit card could go for 5 to 10 minutes. It's out of your sight.
That's right. And so they're very good about, and then we buy stuff online, and how do we know what's what, and blah, 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 blah. So give us a call. If you want to talk about the Barnes & Noble thing, do you still buy physical books? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And those are the same numbers you would call to give us a pledge. And you can pledge securely online. Listen to me, you podcast people. Jazz901.org. Click the donate button and make sure you say it's for sound bites.
No, it's all your fault.
It is my fault, and I take absolute credit for it.
I don't buy books. You know,
buy a lot of books. You just don't buy paper.
Right. I've got them on my Nexus. I love it. Well, again, last night I came home and I was exhausted, so I went on up and started reading, and I got into one chapter of this book, and I couldn't put it down. It's just so relaxing because, you know, I can just sit there, and it's a nice, comfortable size to hold. It's not something big and luggy. I can hold it in one hand and just lay there. And
it goes off when you fall asleep.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I've been, everybody knows for my birthday, for Christmas, for everything else, just all I need are gift cards to Barnes & Noble and Amazon. I've been ripping through the Richard Stark now, the Parker novels from Richard Stark, who was actually Donald Westlake. And they're just fun, and they're only $4, $3.99, $4. I've been having a great time with those. If you're a Doctor Who fan, you know that River Song, back in the 40s, wrote a mystery novel. That's now up on Amazon. I just downloaded that. That'll be the next thing I read. And I'm just ripping through these things. I've got so many books loaded onto my. And like I said, I got the 16 gig version. I've only used about 2.5 gig. The books are tiny. They come down super fast, and they're just text.
I'm impressed. You have time to read books?
I make time to read books. Books are what I don't sleep anymore. The only place I can cut out time is sleeping time.
Well, you need to have your sleep or you go nuts.
No, I'm way past that.
Yeah.
I'm way past that. I'm just managing. Right now, I'm substituting sugar and caffeine for sleep. And so
how's
far,
that
that's
working for you.
Oh, and Bach Plus has been updated. Thank you so much. Just appeared there. But yeah, I get addicted. And you're right. It's so easy and so convenient. And there's this app called Shorties, Shortz, Shorties Crosswords. And every day it pulls down half a dozen crosswords from the New York Times and from a bunch
of
other
places. You have time to do crosswords?
Like I said, I carve it out of sleep time. I don't do paper and pen crosswords anymore.
Well,
I don't
God
do paper
for that.
Books anymore.
My late wife used to love doing the crossword. Even though they were online, she still had to print them off. She liked it to have it in hand.
Well, and I've been doing it for months now. I'm not used to, you know, you like to say, I've got this one across. Let me look at the one down, see if there's a clue that'll give me help with the letter here. Mm-hmm. That's harder to do.
Yes.
With the online one. There's no question of that, but I still do it. That's pretty cool stuff. Listen, you people, give us a call. We're waiting. We're here for this.
Oh, and I need to correct. It's not Carol that's taking the call. It's Kim.
It's Kim.
Kim. Steve said...
Carol.
Know, yeah, Carol. It's not Carol. It's Kim.
Oh, Kim. Kim, we're sorry. We love you, Kim. Kim.
She goes, I don't mind. I can be Carol for a day. She goes, as long as people call, that's all that matters.
That's exactly right. And you can help Kim out. She's a lonely, lonely person. You need to give her a call right now with a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Make sure you say it's for Sound Bites. It takes so little time to do it, you can do it during the break that we're about to have. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rick Harrison, not Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. We are Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Rick Harrison.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. Our Chandra in the IRC chat wants to know if you can get gift cards for Google Play as well. And indeed, you can. You can get them for $10, $15, $25, or $50. Right now, they seem to be available at Radio Shack, GameStop, and Target, or if you prefer, Target. And you can read all about it at play.google.com/about/gift cards.
I can't. I was over at Walmart there, and I couldn't get over the wall. It's literally just about a wall.
That's why they call it Walmart.
Oh.
Bada bing. Try the veal. He's on again at 11, folks.
Thank you. Tip your wait staff.
No. The wall of cards
for
various places. I mean, Applebee's and all this other stuff that you can get gift cards for other places. You know, like I say, the Applebee's or this or that in one place. Oh, yeah. One for here, one for here. Like, say, the Apple Store.
It's an easy
Barnes and
Wegmans is the same way.
Stocking stuffer for Christmas.
Yeah,
yep. You know, it's an easy thing. $10, but you know, a lot of places you do Secret Santa and that stuff. It's a $5. It's a $10. It's a $20.
Mm-hmm.
Boom! There it is. There's your gift.
That's right. They even have the iTunes gift cards too.
And they have the iTunes gift cards too. They're all over the place. I regularly, she's not listening. But I regularly send them to my daughter. Not like daily or weekly, but every once in a while I'll send her one.
It's a little gift from home.
Yep. I've told her when I got her first iPod, I said, here's the deal. I will buy you one song a week. You can spend your own money to buy them. That teaches her when to save money and when to spend it. But if I find anything stolen on your iPod,
you lose it all.
You lose it forever.
Yeah.
There's no second chance. And she knew I meant it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she was real good about it. So I still do that. I'm still realizing I never told her I would stop. She's in college now. Every week I get one song from her, or she'll save them up and buy an album.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I won't get everything more than 8-9 weeks, whatever the number is, 6 weeks, whatever the number is, and then I get a charge for an album. And it amuses me. It's a couple of bucks a week. I don't care. It's 99 cents a week. You know,
it gives you some fun.
It gives me some fun. It lets me know, you know, since that's the only time I hear from her, it sort of keeps me in touch. And then every once in a while, I just throw her a gift card, and she can buy whatever.
That's
she wants.
The whole thing.
That's
even though
nice.
They move away, they don't go away.
Yeah, it's the truth.
You know, my daughters too. Both of them. You know, I've got 6 grandkids now with the 2 of them. So even though they're away, they're still there. You know, and. Just, you know, like you say, the thought here and there.
Yep.
It's like, cool, you know, and they'll, you know, do the
just
same
that,
to me.
That little ping that says you're out there.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're a little off topic. We should probably do something more.
You think so?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social network is not doing as well as he likes on gaming. And that relates directly to Zynga's performance. Players are spending 20% less on Zynga games, which you can buy Vill cards for every friggin' Vill game on Earth.
Yep.
Which means Facebook is receiving less money from those games as well. Overall, gaming on Facebook isn't doing as well as I'd like, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said during the company's third quarter earnings conference call on Tuesday. He said the rest of Facebook's gaming network has been growing monthly. Payments revenue from other games has increased by 40% since last year, but Zynga's numbers have fallen. Zynga's payment revenue has gone down 20% since last year's third quarter earnings. Zynga's contributions account for 7% of the social network's revenue this year, which is down from 12% last year. The social gaming company represents 43% of Facebook's payments revenue, all from one company. Zynga's payment revenue isn't too surprising. The company, which reported its own third quarter earnings tomorrow, or rather, Monday, has had a challenging year, with disappointing earnings last quarter and lower expectations for this quarter. Meanwhile, Zynga's laying off 5% of its workforce, with office closures in Boston and proposed closures of the Japan and UK offices. So, do you play Facebook games, and which ones do you like, and which Zynga games do you like? Do you even know if there's Zynga games? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. While you're on the line, you can pledge, or if you don't have a question, just pledge securely online, jazz901.org. Let's keep Kim and Rob busy. We need you to make the call. We're not doing great this week. We need you to make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Now, is that mostly the Farmville games? It's not like Bejeweled or Wordsworth.
I don't know what all they have, but I know that the Farmville, Castleville, Frontierville,
and
the Ville de Villes.
And please, all the folks out there that know me and
I know what you're going to say.
Tied with my Facebook, please, please do not send me offers for this Ville and that Ville. I don't do Villes.
You don't have time to play Villes.
I don't.
I don't play Villes either.
I'm sorry. I do Wordsworth Friends. I love that because that's something Lori and I used to do. She was very good at Scrabble. Kick my butt. But I learned a lot from her. So I enjoy that. But, you know, other than that,
Holy moly.
What?
It's the list of games by Zynga. Blackjack, Bubble Safari, Castleville, Cafe World, Chefville, Chess with Friends, Cityville, Cityville Holiday Town, Cityville Hometown, Dream Heights, Dream Pet House, Dream Zoo, Drop 7, Empires and Allies, Farmville, Farmville 2, Farmville Mobile, Fishville, Forestville, Gems with Friends, Hanging with Friends, Hidden Chronicles, Indiana Jones Adventure World, Live Poker, Mafia Wars 2, Matching with Friends, Montopia, Pathwards, Petville, the Pioneer Trail, formerly known as Frontierville, Ruby Blast, Scramble with Friends, Sudoku, The Ville, Treasure Island, Vampire Wars, Vampire's Bloodlust, Word Twist, Words with Friends, Yakuza Lords, Yoville, Zynga Bingo, I like that, Zynga Bingo, Zynga Elite Slots, Zynga Poker Plus, Zynga Slingo, and Zynga Slots. Also, there's a company called OMG Pop, which is owned by Zynga. They do Draw Something, Puppy World, and Boom Friends. And they also own a company called Game Doctors, which does Zombie Wipeout and Zombie Smash.
Wow, that's quite a list. But, you know,
and they've got a list of 50 discontinued ones. And then there's board games.
So, you know, they're still making money. They just didn't make as much as was expected by analysts.
Well, and that's what we've been talking about. The day after Apple's announcement, their stock went down 20 points. Not because what they introduced was crap, because it's not, but because everybody was expecting a miracle. And all they got was a great lineup.
Yeah.
And the same with this. And what they worry about is not, is Apple going to make money for the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Is Apple going to make money tomorrow? That's what they worry about.
Because they're in the short term. They're
all short-term people. We were talking about this before. They've got, what, 100-and-something quintillion gazillion
dollars.
Google dollars or however much they got.
Yeah.
They could not make any money for the next 25 years and still be profitable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, oh, yes, we want to thank Nancy for her very, very generous pledge. And thank you, Nancy. Nancy has she's a new member. She's just become a member. Here of the Soundbites family, of the Jazz 90.1 family. We want to thank her for a generous donation and for helping to keep this show and this station on the air. And you can do the same. It's real easy. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Of course, you can call toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And in fact, you can pledge securely online. Pay attention now, all you podcasters, at jazz901.org and click the donate button and say it's for Soundbites. Sorry.
It's all right.
We always break in for the pledging. We need you to help us with that. That's important. This station is one of the very few stations left on the air that is solely member supported. We get no money from the government. We get state from the federal government, from the state government, from the local government. We don't get any money from any of those people. We get our money from you. You are the folks who keep this station alive. You are the folks who keep great jazz and shows like Soundbites coming to you every week. And the only way we do that is with your donations. So please open up your hearts, open up your wallets. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It keeps this show coming up so we can answer questions for you, just like we're about to for Donna from Henrietta. Welcome, Donna. What's your question?
Hi, I am a member.
Excellent. Love to hear that.
You know how Time Warner is going to start charging for their modems?
Yes.
Okay. They had a link that they approved 3 Motorola modems.
Yes.
That you can purchase. I was wondering if you had a chance to research and know the difference between the 3 of them.
I have not yet, and I apologize for that. Yeah. I need to stop reading and start doing more research. But I will do that. I will do that, and we'll see what it is they're like. I expect they're all fine. I expect at least one of the models is the same one you have in your home right now. But there, you know, this is part of that short-term gain business.
Yeah.
In the long term, they will make out just fine by letting you have the modem and continuing to keep you as a customer.
Well, they use you. I had a friend just do the same thing, ask me about it. They're doing a monthly charge.
Yeah. And it's like, yep, they've been doing that for some time.
Which, you know, I kind of advise her to go with it, because here's the thing. Normally I'm for folks going out and buying their own modem. But you know, with this, you know, for simple users, if you have an issue with it, if it breaks, You can talk to them, give it back to them. They're going to replace it. And they're always updating their technology. So if you buy a modem today, say you buy a certain class, and all of a sudden, 3 months later, a new class of modem comes out. Well, you're probably stuck with that one until it dies. Whereas if you rent one from Time Warner, you know, if a new one comes out, you know, they usually come up.
If they replace it, yeah.
Yeah, they replace it. You know, you can go around and say, hey, this one's acting out. Oh, we'll give you a new one. Come on in, and they switch it out. All of a sudden, you've now got a newer class, stronger modem, because that's the only way they go. They go stronger
right,
as far as the area that they're covering. And, you know, it's still cheaper, because if you weigh out the price of a modem and divide that by 12, right now, for a good one.
Well, actually, it depends. Now, you know, Donna, do you know what they're charging for this modem?
They range from like 49 to 56.
No, I meant what is Time Warner charging?
They will be charging $4 monthly.
All right, so you're looking at a year, year and a half to pay back. That might be worth it. Definitely take a look. If it was going to be a 3-year payback or whatever, that would be something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know, it's so. And like I say, again, you are taking a gamble. I'm not denying that on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely a roll of the dice. But if you're not high into the tech end and stay on it, and if you got luck like me, you know, I buy one today, and then as I'm driving down the highway, I see something even bigger and better coming out next week.
Sure.
You know,
more importantly, you won't be able to call them up and say, I've got a problem with my modem.
That's the tough part. Yeah. They'll say, well, that's too bad. Just replace it.
You know, you can think of it as an insurance charge.
Okay.
You know, but you're the only one who can make that decision, mm-hmm. and it depends entirely on your financial position at this time. But, you know, you can look at it as they're trying to rip me off, or you can look at it as an insurance thing. If you're savvy enough to replace your modem yourself and do all of that stuff and not have to worry about them when it comes to there's a problem, then by all means get one. But if you're really looking to them for support, they're not going to give it to you if you buy your own modem.
Yeah. Well, I learned from the best because I interned at Dave's shop.
Well, there you go, then.
Well,
you know what you're doing.
Then you know.
You know what you're doing, Donna.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for the help.
Sure.
Right. Good luck.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's in any of these things you have to decide. This is why some people lease. You know, they lease cars, they lease computers.
Because they don't want the hassle of the maintenance and the worries.
That's right. Bring it in and you guys do it. I'm driving it. That's all there is to it. I pay for gas and I'm done. Other people want to own that automobile. And I get that. And the same is now going to be true of things like the modems and stuff. So it's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good deal. Think about it. It's your money and it's your choice, and you're the one who's going to have to figure it all out. I hate to leave it at that, but there's no magic formula. It's really all on you, particularly when something is this big.
And you have to consider how much effort you need to put in. You know, your time is worth something too.
That's exactly right. And speaking of time, we're going to take a little for ourselves. I need to fill up my water bottle. But we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, Rick Harrison, me, Nick Francesco, and you. Take this precious moment, while you're not going to be listening to us talking, to call in your pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and you can then sit there smug as a bug in a rug, knowing that you are supporting the longest running computer show in the known universe and the greatest member supported station on earth, Jazz 90.1. Back in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Rick Harrison.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And remember, we are in the midst of a pledge drive. You can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We want to thank our good friend of the show, Dolores, who for her pledge.
She is a sweetie.
She also wants to give a monthly pledge on for the rest of her natural born days, or I suppose until the show goes off the air, which I hope never neither one of those things ever happens.
Nope.
We also want to thank Richard for his generous donation. And he challenges all the emergency services techs in Rochester and environs. His pledge amount, I have to announce it because it's
challenge.
$35. Match it or go higher, and let us know that you're whipping Richard's butt.
Yes,
when you call in with your higher pledge. So give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org and put Richard in his place. Do it now.
And by putting him in his place, and say you go to the $90.10 level. Get it? 90.10. You also now get what we call the memberships benefit card. And that membership benefits card gets you, unlike our other membership card that, you know, yeah, you discounts and
this
that.
Is worth ridiculous amounts of
this
money.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars. But you get it just as part of your membership at the $90 and above level. We give it to you. And what it does is we give you this card, and you can go to a lot of major restaurants on this list. Anywhere from, let's see, Aja Noodle, the Outer Lodge, Reunion Inn. Oh, let's see here. Winfield Grill. Let's see. Skipper's Landing. I mean, the list is going on and on. If you want to learn more about what's on this list, go to our website, jazz901.org, and check it out. You'll see the membership card there displayed, just so you'll see what you're going to get. And at the $90 level, also, you can pick from other items that when you call, our screener, Kim, will tell you what you can also get with that. But like I say, at the $90 level, we just throw the card in. It's just a thank you.
It's ridiculous. It's like getting a 10-for-1 deal.
Yeah.
It's worth ridiculous amounts of money. You can go to all of these places all year long. If you're the sort of person who likes to go out to eat, if you're the sort of person who likes to go out and shop in any way, shape, or form. I mean, you can earn reward points at the Apple Store, at Banana Republic, at Barnes & Noble, at Dell, at Best Buy, at Expedia, at The Gap, at Kmart, at Macy's. I'm just picking these out of the list. I'm not reading the whole list. Target, Travelocity, Staples, Sears, Home Depot, Walmart, thousands more places. I couldn't begin to tell you all of them. And you get points just by showing them your card when you shop in those places, and those points can be redeemed. It's kind of amazing. You really need to check it out. I'm lost in the list. It's huge. So and it's easy to do that. It's very easy to do that. You simply call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. You can call us toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Do so at the 90-10 or above level, and you will get that membership card and all the other fun things. And don't forget, we have a challenge, all you emergency services people. Out there, we're hoping you will whip Richard's butt. He pledged at $35. Match it or go higher. Easy enough to do. $35 level, $50 level, $100 level, $150 level. Don't forget that 90-10 level. If you don't want to pledge at a level, you can just send in $36. And that's
there is no wrong amount.
There is no wrong amount. And if you want to pledge less, that's fine too. Give us a call. In the meantime, well, let me give you the numbers one more time, then we'll talk to Larry. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While we talk to Larry from Penfield, New York. Welcome, Larry. What's your question?
I have a Asus laptop that I'm running Windows 7 on.
Uh-huh.
And as you guys have suggested more than once, I have my admin and my personal partition separate.
Yeah,
or
good.
Separate logins. So when I load new programs, I normally do it in my own login, and when I do an install, I get a pop-up that says I have to put in the administrator's name, or password, I'm sorry. And that works fine, except the other day when I tried it on a new program called Mail Store Home, and instead of giving me the admin login screen, it says you need local administrator privileges in order to install Mail Store Home on this computer.
Uh-huh.
And if I go into my admin account, it's not there. It's in my other account. So I don't know how I'm going to ever get this thing installed.
Well, what you need to do is you need to uninstall it from your home, from your personal account.
Mm-hmm.
Then install it as the admin, and it should ask you, most programs do, it should ask you if you want to make this available only to the current user or to every user.
Okay.
And if you say for every user, well, then, of course, it will be available to you in your personal one as well.
So that's the only choice, either just myself or everybody. I can't just have, like, if there's
well, depends on the
on this machine,
yeah,
I'd like mine and the administrator's to be shared, but not the third party. Is that possible or not?
It depends on the program, and I don't run Mail Store, so I don't know what it will ask you. But those are the two general choices. They may give you a different set of choices.
Okay. What about files in general, if I wanted to share them between the two logins? Is that possible?
Sure. What you can do is create a folder specifically for that, and you give ownership rights to one of the two, let's say your personal. Well, admin can look at every file, but you can also go in and say, you can right-click on it and select, I think it's properties, and one of the choices there will be share. And you can say who can see that folder and then what they can do once they see it. Read only, read and write, read, write, and delete, create documents in it, all kinds of stuff like that. So you can set multiple folders up with multiple different shares. So, for example, you and another family member can share a folder that's separate from you and a different family member that's separate from you and admin.
Hmm. Okay.
Right, and all you have to do is one of the people sets it up and then adds the other person to that folder under share or sharing.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Thank you. So yeah, that's been a feature actually of Windows for a long time that not a lot of people seem to know about. It's useful if you've got multiple people using the same machine. If you have multiple people using the same network, you can share through the network as well.
Which is normally what everybody does.
Which is if you have multiple computers connected to the same network, you can also share that way. A lot of people nowadays are putting up network-attached storage, that is to say basically a hard drive that connects to the network without a real computer on it. Obviously, there's a little tiny computer inside the case for the hard drive. But it's essentially just take a hard drive and attach it directly to the network, and you can back up to that. A lot of people do that, but also they use it as a SharePoint. So you can, again, create a folder on that external drive, which is shared among more than one person. And that way you can move files back and forth fairly easily and fairly conveniently.
Yeah, in the old days, they used to call it an Apple file server.
Or at least a file server. But a lot of people are actually taking old computers and doing that. You know, even if you have an old, I have an old laptop with a 40-gig hard drive. So I got about 30 gigs free.
Yeah.
And just that's
put it on the network.
That's a lot of space to put to store stuff. It's mm-hmm. a lot of space.
Don't need a lot.
Yep. And so I can do a bunch of backing up. And by the time you've got two or three or four old computers, and many people have that many old laptops around.
Just to be a file server.
Just to store some files. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then there's a program. Archandra is reminding me that there's a program called SudoWin, S-U-D-O-W-I-N. Which lets you temporarily become a member of the admin group without having to log out and back in again. So if you have the SudoWin program, Larry, that might let you log in as administrator. But many times you can also now with Windows 7, I forgot this and I apologize, you can right-click on a file, let's say the installer for Mail Store Home. You can right-click on that and select Run as Different User. And then put in the admin username and password, and that will let it install because you're the local admin, but it will should install it for you because you're the guy actually running it.
Right. It'll say run as administrator.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Run as admin. So you can do that as well, and that might be actually the best thing for you.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, don't forget, we have a challenge going on. If you're an EM, an emergency services person, you need to call us right now because Richard has thrown down the gauntlet. Richard has laid down the challenge, and you have failed to pick it up, sir and or madam. Failed to pick it up.
First responders.
Mm-hmm. Any first responders? Dolores called back and upped her pledge because her grandson is a firefighter.
Yep.
And you can do the same. He's pledged $35 and says anybody who's some sort of first responder should either match or beat it. And I cannot believe you're not all jumping on the phone.
Really?
To defend your profession. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course.
Where's that brotherhood?
You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and say it's for sound bites and that you are a first responder.
Yes, please. You know, I mean, we've got such a easy goal to match to beat the polka guys. And it would be nice.
It would be lovely.
To beat them this week.
It would be lovely. And only you can help us do that.
Yeah. You got to take the time, pick up the phone, and give us a call at where, Nick?
585. And it takes 2 minutes. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you call us, you will speak to the lovely and helpful Kim. If you pledge online, you will see electrons on your screen. But in either case, please open up your hearts. Open up your wallets. Help keep this station online. Help keep this show on the air. On the one hand, folks, honestly, I would love to be able to sleep late on a Saturday morning. That would be freaking delightful.
Oh, that would be a novel.
But I would also love to continue coming in here. And the only way, and I'm being very selfish about this, the only way I can continue to do that is if you people keep this show on the air. And the way to do that is to make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Rick gave up his Saturday just to come in here and yell at me about Apple. And we appreciate that.
But it's been a pleasure.
It's been a joy, sure. It's been a joy for me, frankly. And it's wonderful that he has taken the time out to do that. We can't have all of you in the studio, but we can have all of you as members. And it's ridiculously easy to do. Take just less than 2 minutes. Time it. You've all got apps on your phones. Time it.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know what? Rob just texts us back. You know, I told him.
Yep.
And he says, good. Well, you know what? Two things. One, let's get him off his lazy butt. So he's got to sit there you know, check the response and keep him busy texting me back on, you know, what you folks have done online. The second thing is also thanking Rob. Believe it or not, when you folks pledge to Soundbites, you're more or less saying, Rob, yes, you did good in bringing that program to Jazz 90.1. You know, Nick, Steve, and I, and Rick here that fills in quite often, you know, we give up our time each week to come here and give you useful information. I mean, I can't count the number of folks that have called back and said, you know what? That worked. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Well, you know what? If you folks don't pick up the phone, we're not going to be here to thank. Because the station only exists through the members and you folks. So if you really appreciate that program, pick up the phone and show Rob how much you are glad that Soundbites came here to an all radio, you know, music playing station.
All jazz, all the time. And now suddenly here's
two hours in this whole week of music. All of a sudden he plops in a talk show. How many stations do that? Usually there's a mixed format.
And you know what?
That was going out on a limb.
It really was going out on a limb. And it was great of him to do that. And you folks have responded. And we appreciate that. We need you to do a couple of things. One is to tell people that we're here, because there are a bunch of people who still don't know. But the other is to make that pledge. We're going to take a quick break so you won't miss any of the action while you make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Securely online at jazz901.org. Dave, Rick, and I will be back in just a couple of minutes, at 21 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1. All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
And I'm Rick Harrison.
And at 25 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Let me thank Stephen, very generous. Thank you for your pledge. And Lynn, very generous. Thank you so much for your pledge. Lynn is one of our regular callers and is now a member. We're very excited about that. So thank you so much. Don't forget, we have a challenge. All you first responders, all you emergency services personnel, Richard has laid down the gauntlet, $35. Match him or beat it.
And you know, first responders use computers, computer technology,
yes,
which is
do.
Why they're calling in, right?
That's exactly the reason. That is exact. Before we go anywhere else, talk about cider. Don't forget that.
Well, Apple Cider, the November 14th meeting at 7 o'clock over at East High School. I'm going to be doing the keynote on making apps with live code. And then we also have some other topics. We have Know the Internet with Carol Areno is going to do meetup.com. And Know Your Software, Igor is going to show off his IP camera recorder. And under Know Your Hardware, we're going to discuss Mac gadgets, things that you can buy for the holidays. And then Macintosh tips and tricks.
Very nice. Is Live Code the one from RunRev?
It is.
I love that product.
It's a wonderful product.
I love that product.
I use it all day, every day.
I need to talk to you then. I love that product. Write it once, recompile it for everything. Works like a top.
That's right.
It's a very, very hot thing.
Very straightforward.
Very straightforward.
You get used to writing. It's like writing in English almost.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real easy. It's essentially HyperCard.
It's HyperCard on steroids.
It's HyperCard on steroids. But any of those of us who fondly remember HyperCard, I used to run the entire Cider Club on HyperCard. I was the librarian, and I was everything but at one point or another, everything except the treasurer. I never touch money. But
I've
when
never
I was
been treasurer either. Well, I steered clear to that.
Yeah,
part.
Exactly.
It's too much work.
Yeah, there's a special breed that does that, and we have words for them that I can't use on radio. But when I was, for example, when I was
you know that Steve is treasurer of Cider.
I know that.
Okay.
That's why I know.
Right.
That's why I'm saying it. I know he's still listening. When I was the librarian back in the day when you actually copied discs for people,
mm-hmm.
I wrote a HyperCard stack. I would put in their name, their amount, and what discs they wanted, and it would prompt me. put in a disc, fill it up. It would pop it out. I'd put in the next one.
Yeah.
And it would print the receipt. Oh, it did everything. HyperCard. Great product.
It was fabulous.
All right. Windows 8 became official, officially available yesterday, but the Windows Store made it its official debut on Thursday. Stop. Opening online in 231 markets worldwide in 109 languages. The Windows Store offers an impressive amount of software for download. Microsoft Windows Division President Steven Sanofsky said at a Microsoft event on Thursday that there are more apps available at launch than any app store in history. There were 7,873 Windows 8 Modern, which is the name of the new user interface, apps available in the store worldwide as of Wednesday, 4,516 of them in the U.S. store. He added that of those, nearly 8,000 worldwide, 88% of them, that is, are free. In the U.S. version of the Windows Store, 83%, or 3,749 of them, are free. Skype for Windows 8, of course, the ubiquitous Angry Birds, and a bunch of others. Actually, this store is only available from only accessible from Windows 8 and above. The store is described by Microsoft as a download center for a variety of devices, including Windows 8 PCs, notebooks, tablets. It's the only place to get Windows RT software for the Microsoft Surface tablet. The Windows Store has already been available for those using preview releases of Windows 8. For instance, those running the Windows 8 RTM or release to manufacturing release have been able to test some of the new apps that recently became available. The Windows Store is similar to the Apple App Store, Google Play, where apps are offered for sale. They are vetted for malware and security issues, just like with the other two. The Windows Store has a set of guidelines that prevent apps from dealing in adult content and profanity, as well as discriminatory and slanderous statements, and forbids the glamorization of alcohol, tobacco, drugs, and weapons, which, of course, kills most of the games that are out there today. Microsoft says you'll be able to install any app you buy on up to 5 PCs, and like the Apple Store or Google Play, you'll be invited to rate and review those apps. In the store, which is arranged like Windows 8 with its tiled modern format, you'll be able to sort the apps by category, pricing, rating. It'll even let you share certain apps with others. There are 3,367 distinct developers who have apps available on the store at this current time. Developers get a good deal, actually, from placing their apps in the Windows Store. With a revenue-sharing deal, it brings them 70% of new apps. And once the app has earned $25,000 in sale, the developers receive 80% of the revenue. So what do you think of the various app stores? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And call those numbers to pledge. You can also pledge online at jazz901.org.
Did you hear, though, that Microsoft is changing their logo?
To what?
Here we go.
It's going to be an Apple core. Instead of, you know, like the Apple logo is one byte out of it,
yeah.
This is just going to be a center core with all the bites out of it, because they're going to hose you good.
You think so?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I've played with it a little bit. One of the things that people complain about is the...
Toolbar's gone.
They complain about that front end. And that front end really is the start... But it's very weird.
Mm.
You see all these squares and rectangles that are the programs, and you can slide back and forth through them. It works better on a tablet than it does on a screen. And then when you tap one or click one, the whole interface switches to the standard desktop and runs it. It's just weird. And then,
like, why did they bother?
When you're at the well, because they wanted to bring out this new thing, and they didn't have time to make it complete, so they just tacked it on top of the desktop.
And they are trying to become like Apple. They want you to put all your eggs in one basket.
Well, when you've got more money than Croesus, like Apple does, that's not a bad model to emulate.
Yeah, but still, no. You know, saying that now the only place I can go to get apps is to the Microsoft App Store? No, thank you. I mean, I've got my Nexus tablet, and I can get all the apps I want off either Google or the Android store, and I can pick through hundreds of them. And it doesn't limit me on just putting it on, five machines. Hello? Give me a break, Easty. He's just jealous because sales are down. He came out with a product that, stinks, and it's going to rival Vista because more folks...
I think it may rival...
I can say that. It's going to be way worse than Emmy.
Wow.
And you know how much I
hate
Emmy.
That's the first time you've said Emmy without a catch in your throat.
Yes, because right now it is getting even tighter for me to say...
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, it's too many things. You know, that you got to get the apps from there. They didn't consider the tech real end user. They're assuming, everybody's just going to embrace the tablet.
They are assuming, and God knows they know their user base better than I do, but they're assuming their users are basically stupid and need this help because they can't figure out how to use their computers.
A lot of my customers are saying, I've showed them what Windows 8 looks like, and they're going, hell no.
They say they don't want to learn it, huh?
It's too confusing for them. Yeah. As it was going from Windows XP to Windows 7 was a little bit of a change because he renamed things. But to go to a tablet look, when, like Nick said, you don't have a tablet. It's great if I have a tablet and I'm using my finger to swipe from one screen to the next. But to sit there and use
a
mouse
phone.
But to use a mouse on that? Hello, that's asinine.
It really is. And I think that now is the time to start showing people more about the Mac and more about Linux. You know, if you really want to get away from having to buy things in a store, in an online store, if you really want to be able to use apps wherever and whenever and however, then Linux is your toy because everything is free. You can still buy stuff. If you want support, you can buy support. You can buy support for the operating system. You can buy support for the suite. All that stuff is there. It's still all available to you. But what's interesting is, you know, the operating system is free. Most of the apps are free. I don't ever worry about is this program legal or not, because it is, because they all are. And it's an entirely different.
It's a different
mindset.
Model.
Yeah.
It's really open source.
You know what I just realized? Mine's a lighter and a little thinner, but my Chromebook essentially looks like this.
Uh-huh.
That's just weird.
Well, this is actually an older MacBook I have here.
It's
great for my internet stuff when I want to go out and about.
Well, and that's what I take my Chromebook everywhere. It's ridiculously light, and it does everything I need. Our next caller, Linda. Our friend Linda from Greece, New York. Welcome, Linda. What's up?
How are you guys?
Peachy, how are you?
Good. I took Sam, Dave's protege, and I'm having on Monday delivered a Gateway Windows 7 1 terabyte, 6 megabyte hard drive.
Nice.
Okay, I got a question for Steve or one of you guys.
Yeah,
I've got a Linksys router, and for some reason, the past 6-7 months, I go to my iPad. I took the iPad to the Apple Store, and with their strong Wi-Fi signal, they had no problems. They gave me a new iPad. I did everything. I get home, and I was having the same problem. And somebody suggested that my Linksys router is not working properly because my Wi-Fi signals, I get the three little bars, but it's very weak. I have to put my finger through the iPad in order to get it to work. But any place else, it works fantastic.
Okay, so are you thinking that maybe it's just an older router and that perhaps...
I've had the router for a couple of years.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if maybe the standard wasn't up to snuff to communicate well with your iPad.
I think it's an N. I'm not sure, but I think it's an N.
It is an N.
But what generation is the iPad? How long have you had that?
I got that for Christmas.
Okay.
Past Christmas.
So not too old.
No, I've got a brand new one. I have the AppleCare. So I went in and I told the guy, they gave me a brand new one, which is only a month old.
Uh-huh. So you've been able to get on to the internet with your iPad and that router before?
Yeah. I mean, people come over with their iPads and all that. You know, up until then, I've had no problems. But when I go to the Apple Store, I hit click on it, everything zippity-doo-dah. But when I come to my house, I put my finger through the screen in order to get anything to work.
Now, when you are at home, and other people come over, do they have the same problem?
They weren't. Before I got my iPad, they came over. They had no problems. But it's just recently that I'm having these problems. And
okay, have you tried to reset the Linksys router?
I don't know how to do that.
Just unplug it and plug it back in, the power.
The power.
And just let it recycle. Sometimes that can fix a lot of these router issues.
Okay. Well, what you want to do is turn off everything, all your computers.
Yeah, I don't have anything on right now. I don't have my other computer.
Okay, then unplug the router.
Uh-huh.
Count to 20 and plug it back in again.
Okay.
The other thing is, do you get a better signal if you're standing right next to the router?
The router is in my bedroom. I'm 10 feet away from it.
Yeah, that's pretty
close. It may well be, well, first try recycling it, but it may well be that the router is just dead.
Okay.
That can happen too.
Do you have other devices?
I have a laptop. I've always had problems, and I think and I called Roadrunner, and I think with my laptop, you know, they say, I talked to you before about it, and you said, well, maybe it's just Roadrunner. I don't have the fastest speed on Roadrunner. I have just a normal one.
Right. But still, you shouldn't, you still shouldn't have this kind of problem. Let's start with recycling the router.
Okay.
It could also be that something else that's running is interfering. For example, if you live too close to power lines, or if the transformer for your building has.
I'm right across from Park Ridge Hospital.
Oh.
That could be a problem, but it shouldn't be that bad if you're across the street.
Yeah, I'm across the street. Yeah. I'm in a townhouse complex.
Yeah. Try resetting your router first.
Okay.
Let's go with that and see where that takes us. And we'll go from there. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan. So call you next week and let you know what happened.
Please. Thanks, Linda.
Okay.
Bye. We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rick Harrison, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 40 minutes after the hour. Plenty of time to give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. 966-5299. Toll free. 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Rick Harrison.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And you need to give us a call. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need to keep this show on the air, and we need to keep this station on the air.
We're not doing good.
And the way we do that is by your pledges. We are member-supported, no government money from any level of the government. We get money from our listeners. We need you to open your hearts and then open your wallets and make a donation. We have a challenge that has not yet been met. Richard from Rochester threw down the gauntlet and wants every first responder, every emergency services person to meet or beat his $35 pledge. You can only do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.com. .org. And while you're doing that, we'll talk to Henry from Brighton. Welcome, Henry. What's your question?
Hi. By the way, I just made a pledge.
That's what I like to hear. Thanks, Henry.
Sure. I just bought a Lenovo L520. It was refurbished, so it's under warranty for a year and everything, and it seems to be working okay. I'm wondering what the right approach I should make for backups. Should I back up to a DVD, or should I back up to another hard drive, or should I go to one of these backups in the cloud or something like that? Because the machine does not come with any DVDs for the operating system.
Right. Here, a couple of things. My suggestion is that you get the machine running the way you want,
mm-hmm.
mostly clean. And then do a use a program like what's the one from
Ghost?
Ghost, thank you. Use a product like Ghost to do a full backup of your home machine, and then put that CD aside and or DVD probably will be, and never look at it again unless you need to actually redo the machine.
That's called your grandfather copy,
right?
So that will have the operating system on it, for instance.
Right, and then every time you install a new program.
Yeah.
Then you can make a new copy of that.
Okay.
But generally, for day-to-day backups, you really only need to back up your documents and mail and stuff like that, which is a whole different proposition.
Okay.
So there are a couple of different ways to do that. For $5 a month, you can do something like Carbonite, which is an automatic backup to the cloud. You can buy programs that work like Apple's Time Machine and back you up to an external drive of some sort, whether that's a DVD or a thumb drive or whatever. The problem with anything except Carbonite or an equivalent program is that you have to remember to do it, whereas something like Carbonite is automatic as long as you leave your machine on.
Yeah, $5 a month is not too bad.
Right. The big thing is to make sure your documents are backed up. Now, in terms of mail, if you use the right kind of mail service, your mail stays on
right.
the server anyway.
I use FrontierNet, so it's online.
Right.
Right.
So that should be fine. Then you're good there. Those are the main things to back up.
Okay.
And as long as you have those online, for example, you use Frontier, I use Gmail. All my mail stays at the server level.
Mm-hmm.
And then as long as you have somewhere to back up your documents,
yeah.
then you're saved against most things. The reality is this. If you move to a new machine, you're not going to restore the operating system. You're going to put on a new operating system because it'll be a different set of drivers.
Okay.
So you don't need the backup for that.
Relatively little documentation that came with the machine in terms of paper documentation. I know they have a lot online. This thing has something called ThinkVantage.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
I know very little about it. The ThinkVantage is Lenovo bought
IBM. Yeah.
Yeah, and they used to be called the ThinkPad.
Right. It is still called the ThinkPad.
Right. And so the ThinkVantage. Is really a system, a set of support utilities.
Nick, one thing, I've got a question, because I didn't hear it all. Is this a laptop that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, normally in most laptops, if you do, you got to ferret on down into it, but usually they still give you the capability of making your own backup CDs. You're going to have to go in there, especially the Lenovo. You got to go into the Lenovo folder, or you give them a call. And they'll tell you where to locate it, but most laptops still give you the ability, because they're not making the CDs, they let you do it. Why should they waste the money, and they just give you the tools that you can then, if you choose to take the time, and make up your own DVDs, which, again, you back them up, and they will be just like the day, if you use those DVDs, they're going to be just like the day you pulled that laptop out of the box. None of your other programs are going to be there. Whereas if you use Ghost, it will be that current image of right now. I would also, though, still want to have a copy of my original software that you can burn to your own DVDs. But if you can't find it, give them a call or email them, and they will tell you right where to locate the software so you can make up your own DVDs.
Right. My son was able to find the key number for the operating system.
Right.
So I don't know if that's
no.
enough for Microsoft.
Well, you're going to need that once you do the install. You're going to need the key to put it back in.
Right. Well, also, the ThinkVantage also does have rescue and recovery.
They have something called a Q drive, which I'm still trying to understand what that
it's all about.
Yeah, that may be the hidden partition.
Yeah, that's a hidden partition where all the folders in that are to make up your backup disk in case something happens or to do a repair. They'll sometimes tell you to hit F11 or F12, and you can do a recovery.
Okay.
And it'll, you know, run you through this menu on how to repair stuff.
Okay.
But look for that one to make your own backup recovery disk. They're called recovery disk.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Rick also found Crash Plan.
Crash Plan, yes. Crash Plan is out there for the cloud type backup. You can back up everywhere with it. It works on Apple, Windows, Linux. I'm not sure what the last one is. What symbol is that?
I don't even know.
Okay.
But check them out. They're online and very inexpensive. They also have a plan where you can take your hard drive and keep it at your buddy's place, and he can keep his at yours, and everything is encrypted so that mm-hmm. nobody can get to anybody's drive there except you yourself that own it. But, they have an excellent plan out there. And that way you've got a backup not only – at your home, but you've got one out in the cloud, and so if your home ever burned down, you'd still have everything.
That's something to look forward to. That's good.
And Crash Plan for 10 gig is only $1.50 a month.
Yeah. And for now, I'm going to stay away from Windows 8. I think I'll just stay with Windows 7.
That's a very good idea.
No lie like there. Yeah.
From what
yeah.
I've heard from you guys, it doesn't sound like a very...
It's
very
not...
Very good system.
It's not a bad system. It's just very, very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait for them to work out the bugs.
They didn't take.
Yeah, never be the first one.
They never took the time to, you know, give me the option, just like they did with Windows 7, old look, new look. What's wrong with tablet look, old Windows look? Be able to switch and give me the chance to slowly.
There are also people. There are already rather people running programs out there that you can download to give you back the start
yeah.
menu.
But they shouldn't have to.
Right.
And a lot of folks aren't going to know that. And how soon are you, RIT, going to switch over? Yeah.
No plan there.
There rests my case. I mean, and that's going to be true for most businesses. I'm sorry to sit there and use your mouse to swipe across your screen to move to get to the next program because that screen is not on that screen. It's on the next one.
Well, this is exactly what we were talking about before when Rick and I were talking about the iPad. There are some things for which a tablet is a brilliant piece of equipment, and there are some things you just can't do well on them. Similarly, you don't really want a tablet operating system on your desktop. Now, Apple is doing the same thing. They're also looking at with the new Mountain Lion or whatever one's mm-hmm. next
yeah.
is putting the icons up for that. And I don't know that that's a good idea.
Well, what I certainly don't want is a monitor that's upright where you have to stick your arm out to press buttons on the screen. It's rather physically.
Well, that's assuming that you paid for a touch screen of that size, and that ain't cheap.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is kludging a good tablet interface on top of a desktop, and I don't think that that's a recipe for success. I mean, people will live with it, but I don't think they're going to be as happy as they or as easily productive as they would be otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your suggestions and help.
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Take care.
And you know, you've still got a couple of minutes to give us a call. We need your help. You can call after the show is done, or you can pledge securely online. We need your help. This station lives or dies by the generosity of its members, and that's you. So give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online and say it's for sound bites. We want to thank you all for listening. I really want to thank Rick Harrison for taking time out of his day to come in here and fool around with us while we didn't have Steve. And
it's been a
pleasure. It was a joy. It was a joy having you. For Dave Enright, for Rick Harrison, I'm Nick Francesco. We'll see you back here next week. George is coming in with the best German music you will hear all week long. And we'll be back next week with the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We're Soundbites, right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to pledge.